Dwyer had served North Dakota's lignite industry for 32 years.
I will say that I'm going to miss the industry, but I think it's time that after 32 years that someone else take the reins, and so I really appreciate the opportunity to serve them, but at the same time I look forward to the opportunity in my next career, whatever that might be.
Dwyer has been on the forefront of a number of battles with the Federal Environmental Protection Agency and with the state of Minnesota over coal-fired power. Dwyer says he's proud to be part of an industry that provides North Dakota consumers with affordable electric power.
And the significant part that we are in North Dakota's economy, the 20,000 jobs, the $3 billion of business volume are all things that I've enjoyed being a part of. I've seen the industry grow substantially over the last 30 years. I've seen the problems of the late 70s and 80s and 90s and the present decade that we just passed, and the most recent 2 years, probably our most challenging are coming up right now.
Dwyer worked closely with North Dakota's Industrial Commission on lignite research and with legal challenges to the industry. And members of the commission praised Dwyer for his efforts.
But if there's anybody in the state who deserves the title Mr. Lignite, it's John Dwyer.
Attorney General Wayne Stengem's words were echoed by Governor Jack Dalrymple.
And I've always been very admiring at the way that he has led his group through some of these difficult battles. Many times over the years, people have tried to forecast the demise of the lignite coal industry. And again, John Dwyer and your board and your industry have proven that those forecasts are premature.
The council has begun a nationwide search for Dwyer's successor. Dwyer says he plans to stay on through the legislative session. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.